to what extent do we believe Hashem intervenes in everyday events, and how does that impact on Bechira? Of course, Hashem is manning the world, but does that mean He intervenes in every action in nature, however small? Whereas Hashem created the world according to certain laws, which we refer to as nature, and intervenes only when as He desires. Anonymous from London. We say, HaMechadesh b'tuvo b'chol yom tamid ma'ase bereshis. God is constantly recreating the world every second, according to the will that He had in the beginning, which is what we see as nature. But it's not that God left it as if on a Shabbos clock and everything takes care of itself. God is intricately involved in everything that goes on, because without God's specific will for it to exist, it can't exist. And therefore, God is involved in everything that happens in the world. How does that leave place for a person's free choice? Really, a person's free choice is only in what he chooses. Whether he can bring it to fruition or not is obviously not within his domain. A person can decide to give tzedakah, but he could go bankrupt. He could drop dead. The person that he wants to give the tzedakah to can become rich or drop dead. There are many factors he's not in control of. So he controls his commitment, his desire, and his decision. But he doesn't control the outcome and the fruition. The same thing, a person can decide to murder somebody. He can drop dead before he murders the other person. The other person can drop dead before he can murder him. And the gun can misfire. He can get into an accident on the way to the murder. Many factors can happen that are not within his control. He has control over the decision. That is Bechira. Whether or not he will be able to bring it to fruition is in God's hands. And I think it's the Malbim who says that's what it means. Rabos machshavos plevish. People have many ideas and decisions. But the atzas Hashem yisakum, in the end, it's only God's plan that will persevere. And therefore we say, Megalglin chov al yedechai. If God uses people's bad free choice to bring things that seem to be negative that God wants to happen in the world, that does not exonerate the person from making the bad choice. He'll be punished for his bad choice, but God will permit him to carry it out to serve his own ends. And the Megalglin schus al yedei zakai. God uses the good free choice of people to bring good things into the world, things that we appear to us also as good.